too.
What?
No, don't watch your feet when you walk. Shut up.
I'd rather you're impossible,
but I cannot teach you how to dance.
Did I do something wrong, Sarge?
Tito, you have absolutely no rhythm. I have a good mind to give you your money back.
Okay, you hooked me for the $10 course.
No. No, that would be going back on my word. I make a promise that every man in my dancing class would be a future ballroom Fred Astaire. All right, who's next?
You're next, Fender.
Fender.
Sarge, can we skip it? My arthritis is
don't
killing me.
Silly, Sam. It's the best thing in the world for your arthritis. Now, you don't want to be a wallflower, do you? Where were we yesterday?
The tango.
The tango music. I remember all fire and passion.
In front of all these guys.
Pump, 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 pow. Pow, 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 loosely.
How are you?
Head, head, head.
Judo, sir. Judo. Teaching him judo. Now, when the enemy springs a surprise attack, you give him the Iwo Jima overlap wrist lock, and he's completely helpless. That'll be all for today, Fender. All right, the rest of you men dismissed. Until tomorrow, when I will teach you the jungle knuckle cracking. In case of a sneak attack, sir, I want my men to always be alert, sir.
But why the white gloves, Sir Bilko?
The white gloves? Oh, that's for eye gouging, sir. We don't want that. Of course, in real battle, we don't care if the enemy gets infected. Now, do we, sir? The captain is interested in our work. That's a wonderful gesture, Ben. For the captain. Hip, hip,
hooray!
Hip, hip,
hooray!
Hip,
all right, don't hold it. We have three new men for the motor pool. See that they get their bunks and equipment.
New blood in the platoon. Splendid, sir. Thank you very much, sir. All right, you men dismissed.
All right, men, right in here.
Hey, Sarge, how's my rumble footwork? Is it improved, Eddie?
Very good. Don't do it in front of a hospital. They'll operate. Move, move, move.
Private Herbert Anderson.
Here.
Ralph Dawson. Private Wang Lee?
Yes.
All right. Attention. You're in the army now. I'd like to introduce myself. At ease. I'm Sergeant Ernest Bilko, man. Your friend away from home. I want you fellas to feel whenever you're in need, you can come to me. And likewise, I'd like to feel whenever I'm in need, I can come to you.
Yes.
Now, that sounds like fun. That's it. Die. When it comes to things military, I'm all spit and polish. You'll find that out. I want my men to be prepared for any emergency. I want them to be alert. I want them to be able to dance.
Dance?
Well, of course. Show me a soldier that can foxtrot. I'll show you a happy soldier. Now, of course, you men are all familiar with the waltz. The cha-cha-cha, the rumba, the merengue.
What's the merengue?
Never heard of it, Sarge.
What do they teach them in basic training these days?
For $5, you can all join my weekly dancing class.
$5?
Or perhaps you'd rather join my weekly KP class, my garbage disposal class. Put his name down for the Saturday class.
Bye-bye.
Put Dawson down for the Saturday class.
You can count me in. Do you have change of 20?
Change?
20.
Sarge, you're crying.
It's been so long since I've seen a 20 in this platoon. Santa Claus.
You sure you want change of this 20?
Wait a minute, Sarge. I do have a 5.
That's a 5, too. $25. For $25, I can name a dance after you. The Wang Lee Mazurka.
No, oh, thanks.
You sticks with the beginners. You seem to have developed this cramp. Help me.
Help. Sarge, should I show the boys their bunks?
You show them. I'll show him.
Come with me. Suppose you'd like a nice bunk with a view?
Oh, I'm not choosy.
He's not choosy, but I am the best for this boy. Here's a lovely bunk right here, right by the window. You'll be the first one to see the morning sun. How about that?
But somebody's up there, Sarge.
Somebody's up there indeed.
Somebody's in here.
Just a loiterer, that's all.
You'll be very happy here.
Oh, gee, it's awful nice of you, Sarge.
Well, of course, I'm always glad to help a boy with a 20. I mean, a boy in his 20s away from home.
You'll be very happy here because...
Do you mind if I put this picture here?
What is it? Picture of your family?
Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, they're standing out in front of our restaurant in San Francisco.
Oh, your father has a restaurant in San Francisco? I've never been there.
Maybe you've been through the one in Chicago. The Lumley Gardens?
Your father has 2 restaurants?
No, he has 10.
And don't stand there. Help him make his bed.
Around this fire.
I suppose it keeps your father very busy going from restaurant to restaurant, bank to bank.
You sure got to hand it to him. When he landed in San Francisco 30 years ago, he only had $1 in his pocket.
Only $1. And now he has 10. Why are we standing here? Why don't we help this boy in? Look, would you do me a personal favor? You see that door over there? It's exactly 20 steps from your bunk. I want that door to be your door. Anything bothers you, knockety-knock, and your sergeant is there. Anything you want, any knickknacks, any favor, I'm your man. You understand that?
Thanks.
Well, you stand there. Let's help him. Let's help him up to his bed. Come, Sergeant. Now, come, Sergeant. Sergeant, just be nice. Everything's going to be fine.
Hi, Sergeant.
His father's a regular Howard Johnson.
Thank you, Buddha. All right, you get the sandwiches?
6 sandwiches from a bunk on luncheonette and 6 sodas. Cost $4.
It's a little expensive, but it's going to be worth it. Is Wang Lee out there?
Yeah, he's on his bunk resting. He said you ordered him not to drill.
Exactly. Now you guys know what to do with the game.
Right, sir. It's just like playing rummy, except that the tiles are like cards.
Good boy. Now, I'll set the little trap. I'll get our little Chinese pigeon.
Wang Lee, a sergeant. Hold him up.
Why, Marshal?
Why? Because it's the Chinese national game. The Englishmen play whist, the French play la belette, the Chinese play mahjong.
Hey, Sarge, you finally got some duties for me?
Your military training will wait.
Right now,
it's welcome wagon time. How about a sandwich and a bottle of soda pop?
Oh, gee, I just had my dinner.
Oh, did you?
Then we can get right to the game.
What's that, mahjong?
He knows.
My dad taught me that when I was a child. I haven't played it in years.
Sit down, it'll all come back to you.
All right, Juan, you go.
Seven bam. Three crack.
Four dots.
Nine bam.
Four dots.
East wind.
East wind. Four winds, mahjong. Sorry, fellas. Boy, wait till the guys hear how much money I want here.
Don't tell the boys. I don't want them to know that Sergeant gambles. Come on, get some sleep.
Well, Sergeant took us to the cleaning.
You like my luck?
Mm-hmm. 6 months of dancing classes. All I got to show for it is $1.
Sergeant wants to clean up this mess?
Well, leave it for Doberman. He'll love it. Come on.
Good night, Sergeant.
Good night, Sergeant.
Well, Andy Bilko, you jerk. In the Army 15 years, what do you got to show for it? One lousy dollar. Oh, mumbles are killing me. Smart guy. $1.
When my dad landed in San Francisco, he only had $1 in his pocket. And now he has 10 restaurants. And now he has 10 restaurants. 10 restaurants. 10 restaurants.
From the Milwaukee restaurant. From the New Orleans restaurant. From Ernie's Delicatessen.
Why not?
Rocco and Hans, wake up! Wake up! This is Ernie Bilko. Listen! First thing tomorrow morning at the motor pool, we're having a meeting with the entire platoon. Yes, we're opening a Chinese restaurant. You heard me right, a Chinese restaurant. First thing in the morning at the motor pool.
I must say, Bilko, it's a pleasure to see so much activity in the motor pool.
Call me idealistic if you will, sir, but I think a man should do what he's paid to do, and I'm paid to run the motor pool, sir.
Very good, Bilko.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Ben, working those carburetors. Get those pistons out of the...
Okay!
All right, hold on. All right, come on, stop it. We got work to do. Now, where were we?
We just made our first million in the restaurant business.
Yeah, the Chinese restaurant business yet. Sarge, are you sure?
I see we got a doubting Thomas in the crowd, huh? Well, let's find out about the rest of you. All those in favor of opening a Chinese restaurant, say aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Now, here's what we're going to do. Not only that, we got a guy in the platoon who knows all about Chinese restaurants.
Hey, Sarge. I found the perfect spot for our restaurant. It's right on the corner of Main and Sycamore Streets.
Next to the bowling alley?
Yeah, I clocked the passersby. It's just the kind of location my father always picks.
Good boy. Uncle Sam didn't need him. I needed him. Make a deposit on that store right away.
But, Sarge, are you sure we can go into business? After all, we're in the Army.
Don't worry about it, kid. I looked it up. A soldier can do anything he wants as long as it doesn't interfere with his military duties. Am I right, boy?
Right. Right.
As long as it doesn't interfere with his duties.
So what are you stuff?
Ah, no, both. Not interfering with our duties. Now tell me more about the store.
Wait a minute, Sarge. What about a cook? They come high.
Not the one I found.
Sarge, Ritzik?
Of course, Ritzik.
Are you sure he can cook Chinese?
I'm positive. Can't cook American. Come on.
Hey, Bob, give me a few boxes of raisins. I'm making cupcakes.
Right, Sarge.
Here he is, Juan, the valedictorian of the cook and baker school.
Oh, Rupert. What surprise have you prepared for our pilots today?
Come on, beat it, Bilko. I'm busy.
Wait a minute. I want you to meet one of my new recruits.
This is Juan Lee.
Nice to know you.
Hi. I'll be looking for you on KP.
Is that right? Is that right? Is he all charm?
You wouldn't think that this kind of easygoing fellow was one of the backbones of the United States Army. How many men do you feed a day?
500. And three times a day.
And each meal a memory.
Oh, Ernie.
Well, it's true. There's no trouble too big enough that he won't go through to satisfy our taste buds.
This man's an artist, and his kitchen is his canvas.
Oh, Ernie.